Good morning. My name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fidgetal Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Pollard, Vermont. The title of this audio blog is Seek a Second Opinion. What do I mean by that? I'm referring to a second opinion with regards to your artwork slash photography. Here at Indian Hill Image Works in Vermont, around every month, Eve, my wife, who's also the president of Life Equals Art and the co-author of the Fidgetal Revolution Manifesto, we meet and we talk about our works. So yesterday we talked about, you know, my work and my portfolio and what I'm doing and what I wanted to do in the future. And I find these meetings to be incredibly helpful. It's wonderful to get a second opinion from somebody you trust. And at the same time, they're very honest meetings. I'm very secure as an artist. And at the same time, I do respect Eve's opinion. So it's very, very, very helpful. And I'm always encouraging my mentor students to try to form similar relationships. And how do you go about doing that? Well, here's a proposal. Find yourself three or four friends. I don't recommend having groups larger than, say, four or five people. Otherwise, group dynamics start taking over too much. And say, okay, every month we're going to meet at a local coffee shop or whatever, and we're all going to bring one piece of work or a reproduction of a piece of work, and we're just going to talk about it. And we're going to have an honest exchange of ideas. One of the things that would be really nice here is if everybody in the group was not a photographer. It'd be nice if you had different mediums and different styles of work, just because you'd get a better cross-section of sort of opinions. If you can't do it at a local shop, well, heck, do it online. Find yourself three or four or five friends and say, okay, on the 15th of every month, each one of us are going to email each other a JPEG, and then we'll talk. But seeking out this type of opinions and second views are very important. Another possibility is to go to like portfolio review days. A lot of museums, photography centers offer once or twice a year the ability to have your work reviewed by a noted photographer or curator or something like that. Those are okay. You generally speaking have to pay for them. And they obviously completely depend upon the person doing their review. A, are they really good? And B, do you feel that you can trust them? And trust is very important in order to be able to give and receive a honest critique about your work. I'm not a big fan of online photography communities. And what I mean by that is the type of community where you post work to a photo board or something, and then everybody posts, you know, fluffy back rubbing comments about, oh, I really love it. Oh, I love your autofocus quality. All you have to do is look at the comments that are posted, and you very quickly realize that this isn't a honest critique. This isn't a learning experience. This is a social club, and everybody's just sitting around patting each other on the back. So I don't encourage that by any means. But I do encourage, you know, find yourself a group of people. Get that second opinion. In the end, of course, it's your opinion that counts. It's your work, your name's on the work. But I, for one, speaking from personal experience, have always found that a second and sometimes third opinion to be incredibly helpful. These are just my ideas, and I would love to hear yours. Thank you for listening.